You are about to experience the Corpse Cast. We would advise any listener who may be ill, pregnant, or of weak constitution to reconsider listening to the show for fear of an onset of health issues related to encountering bouts of pure shock or fright. For those who wish to continue, just remember, to avoid fainting, keep repeating, it's only a podcast, only a podcast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 349 of the Corpse Cast. I'm Mike.
I'm Steve.
Steven.
Michael.
How are you today?
Not bad.
Oh, good.
Not bad. How are you doing?
Good. Been a couple of weeks, and we're finally back. And I'm going to save the reveal of what the subject is for the show today.
Okay.
Because I just wanted to recognize that it is Women's and Horror Month. You know, it coincides with the women's year, month of the year, stuff like that. So a lot of shows are doing, Women in Horror Month, and we're not doing that. But that's okay. I mean, maybe our topic should have been women in horror, but you know what? You know what? We're going to get back to this, and we're going to do something very similar. We're going to miss it, even though next time we do a show, it's going to be in April. But because it's what, the 22nd today or
22nd? Yeah.
So we are going to do, guess with me, women in
horror.
Prison.
Oh.
It's basically the same. That's what we should have done before. We should have done for women in horror. We should have saluted all those ladies who showered together and started stabbing each other while buck naked.
Ladies.
We should have done
that. Captive ladies.
We're going to do captive women in horror. That works out too. Anyway, what we decided on, and we're going to do elevator horror. Yeah, elevator horror.
Elevator.
Steve came up with this one, and Steve, tell us why you came up with that. Just let us know your brain thoughts.
It was the gummies.
He comes to me, and he's like, bro, we should do movies about elevators. I'm like, okay, cool. We'll talk about that in a minute. But we are going to be doing a movie called The End. It has a question mark. So
The End?
Is it The End?
The End.
From 2017, an Italian zombie elevator horror movie. And we also have The Lift from 1983. I don't really have a whole lot to get started except for, it's March Madness. My brackets are already all busted up. And so I'm being a little depressed, and I'm ready to get into a different mind space.
You know? Gotcha. See, now I got to tell you that I was actually thinking, this is the time of year I'm a little envious of you.
Yeah, because it's great.
And for reasons that you probably won't even understand.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you can't even guess. Maybe once I tell you,
okay,
you'll get it. But, you know, now get with me. I am envious because Mike has a very lovely condo.
Sure.
You know, condo, very nice condo, very.
Yeah, or less. Yeah.
And I'm in a house.
Oh, why? Because it's time to get your
the lawnmower going. That's right, buddy. Yeah. You know, already getting, you know, the nag and, you know, when are you going to mow the lawn?
You know, what's funny is I chose this because after the house,
like,
we had a corner lot, a third of an acre and all that stuff. And I'm like, I just, every Saturday morning, I'm like, oh my gosh. So, you know, it's ironic that you say that because now we're here. And now I'm going to be, you know, potentially in the next couple of years moving out, finding a house. And I kind of miss being out in that yard. So it's like, maybe I just want a very small yard. Because your yard, you got a front and a back. Your backyard goes back pretty far and has got chicken coops and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and that could be a lot of work.
It's a pain in the ass. I hate mowing lawns. I'm allergic.
Oh, yeah?
I'm allergic to grass.
Oh, not the kind you smoke, but the kind you cut. Okay, sure. Yeah,
and it just it.
I bet it does. See, do you have to wear a mask?
But I don't.
Of course.
You know, because I'm a glutton for punishment. So, you know.
Well, I'm just glad that the weather's turning a little bit warmer, and it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, it was raining today.
You know, I didn't even know that I had, like, I think I've said this before. I didn't even know that I had like seasonal depression. I don't know if I do or not, but every time it gets warm, you go out and smell that breeze. Uh-huh. The warm breeze, I'm just like, it just energizes me. Maybe it's not, maybe that's just that I'm not depressed. I don't have seasonal depression, but I have springtime happiness, you know? Maybe that's all it is.
No, so. I absolutely agree. And you know what I've been doing? I've been listening to affirmation while I'm sleeping. I've been listening to affirmations.
Like Stuart Smalley?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I don't know if that's working or it's springtime or maybe both.
Bro, I'm just glad to hear you're doing well and feeling good, I'm man. Right. I don't care what is happening. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Except for the thought of mowing my lawn.
Hey, bro, you want to pay my sons? I bet they come over and do it.
I'll pay your kid.
I bet they would do it for cheap, too. Like
they bring
bucks.
A lawnmower?
Yeah, we got a lawnmower. Let's
yeah,
do it.
You bet. You bet.
I'm serious. Yeah, anytime, man.
And of course, you know, after getting my lawnmower, I can't get the fucking thing started. I'm trying. So I drain the old gas. Pour the new gas. Still can't get it started. So it's like I'm out there, you know, oh, man, and I have to call a mobile lawn repair service.
Gotcha, yeah.
You know, and
that's
then
a pain.
Oh yeah, and my dishwasher just went out,
dude. Yeah. son of a bee, yeah. Man. Well, I'm just happy that we've got a lot of things to take our mind off the everyday worries, such as movies in elevators.
I didn't. You know what? I'm going to tell you right now. I had no idea. There were so many horror movies.
I didn't
with
either.
Elevator.
Well, let's get it. Let's wait for that.
Yeah.
I want to do a quick bone saw before we get into the show. And I do have one, and I need to check with you before we do it if I've already done this person because I cannot remember. Anyways, we'll be right back.
Bone saw.
All right, we're back, and apparently we have not done this person. Sorry, my computer logged off. I guess we could go back and edit that part out, but I'm not going to. How about that? just to remind everybody, every episode, we're going to be choosing something that is ruling in the more independent horror type of situation, and whether it be a product, a movie, a book, or whatever. Obviously, this is the most prestigious award. I wrote it down, said this is not prestigious, whatever. Why be humble anymore?
Right.
We offer the greatest advice on movies and independent horror. That's why this bone saw is so important. So this episode, we're actually, this is somebody that, again, that I work with. Well, I don't work with them, but I'm on the same channel at OSI 74, Sleazy P. Martini. And you all know him, or probably if you know him at all, you know him from being Gore's manager.
That's right.
Do you remember? I can't remember exactly. I don't know if it was called Gore, but I just recently watched that 2021 This Is Gore.
Oh, yeah. I enjoyed it.
It was pretty wild. It's like, I mean, what a renaissance back in those old days.
Oh,
you know,
dude.
Just they were these artists, and they had all these ideas, and they were freaking wild. Like they were, like, just, if you watch it, it's all about Gore. And they started off as kind of like an art collective where anything went. You know, you could, they made music, but they also had all sorts of other side stuff with sculpting and creating the foam for their stuff. And it was just, and they created videos and music and movies and just art, right? And so CZP Martini, his name is Don Draculich, by the way, he took on the CZP Martini moniker, and he was there. This is their manager. And but here's the thing. And so does everyone know that? I think everyone knows that. Because I think he's a pretty famous guy to be, you know, he's probably the most famous to be on the show tonight, at least. or to get the bone saw. But anyway, basically what he's been doing lately is now he does movie hosting. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, so basically he's got a show on OSI 74, which is Sleazy P. Martini's, what's it called? Sleazy Pictures After Dark. That's what he calls it. And it's like he goes there and the shows are great there. I mean, just kind of a regular horror host, except for he's look dirty. And he, I mean, he's Sleazy P. Martini, right? He's, he'll talk about hookers and coke and, you know, all the things that he does there. He does a Twitch stream, you know, a couple times a week, and it's a little more subdued. You get on there 'cause he's watching, he's not scripted or anything like that, but you'll just, but every once in a while, I'll just sit there. Like when I'm just on my phone, when I'm, you know, got a few minutes to spare. And you know what I mean? If you, I assume everyone knows what I mean when I got a few minutes to sit and watch something. But I'll sit there and he'll just, I mean, he'll just say, he'll just be really laid back and he'll just say something that is so funny all of a sudden that just cracks me up. And it's just like, okay, well, there you go. But yeah, so let's, why don't we go ahead and just give that to him. I got to make a list of these. I got to go through, make a list of everybody. We got to make a poster board. This is never going to happen, by the way.
No, no.
We need to make a poster board of which episode, who got it. And so, so we could post it online. We can show everybody what we got going on. But anyways, that is this episode's Bonesaw.
Mike, every time he says that, he gives me a look, you know, to see if I'm
going to... I got to threaten him with my eyes.
It's a side eye. It's a side eye. Like.
I got to threaten him, bro. If you say something, I will kill you. I don't know, man. So, yeah. So, no, that's pretty cool. And I feel like it's easy to get somebody from OSI 74 on there because... it's like, oh, I built their Roku channel and all this stuff. So it's like, I had a lot of time to sit there and look at their faces while I was testing and stuff like that. But anyways, anyhow, you got anything else or do you just want to get right into the show?
Let's do it.
Man, it seems like we're just hauling balls through this.
Go.
I'm not in a hurry or anything like that. All right. So, let's do it. Elevator horror. Now I want to make sure that nobody is under the impression that we were talking about elevated horror. You know, not the type of horror that makes you digest social commentary and break down metaphorical things going on the screen.
Although we could do that.
No, we could about elevator horror.
We could
horror.
Do that, yeah.
I mean, maybe there's a little bit of elevated horror in this because of like, oh, let's criticize the middle stage capitalism. We could do all that crap, right? We're not doing that, though, okay?
No.
We are talking about horror that happens in and around an elevator. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. When Steve brought up this idea, the only movie I could think of was The Devil. And I'm like, dude, we can do it as long as we do not. I do not have to watch The Devil again. Listen, I like M. Night Shyamalan as much as the next guy, right? But I don't know if that guy likes M. Night Shyamalan much anymore, you know?
Yeah.
But it's like, I watched it and it was like, I don't remember it being super bad, but I remember being like, oh my gosh, this is happening. We've got a 6x9 foot area that this whole movie's going to be in. I'm like, F it. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if you guys caught this, and I'm going to blow your mind right out the back of your skull right now, but I didn't care for Devil. Okay. Just a little heads up.
I think your term was when I said, let's do Elevator. You're like, I'm not fucking watching Elevator. that Devil.
Bro, I ain't trying to watch that movie. I was like, I seen it once. That's all you got to see it.
Right.
But I suppose that these films, you could put them, you know, especially the ones that actually have a bad elevator, you know, put them into the non-sentient everyday objects trying to kill you category.
Sure.
You know, movies like Maximum Overdrive from 1986. You know, all the machines, what happened? It was they got toasted by a radiation storm.
Yeah,
so they
decided
to
Chopping Mall.
Exactly right. All these, except for the only thing I would say against Chopping Mall is those aren't everyday items. But they are technology gone awry, which is also some. But remember Christine, the good old.
So good.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was a great one. Also, I watched a lesser known film called Margot from 2022.
Okay.
And it's kind of the same thing. Anyways, go check it out. It wasn't that awful. Even though I balked at the idea of doing horror movies that revolve around an elevator for this episode, like Steve was saying earlier, there's more than I would have expected. It's like, I guess elevators are kind of creepy. I mean, scary. I'll tell you what, one time I was at work down at Provo, New Skin, and I was going up the elevator, and it stopped in the middle for like 1 second. My heart this panic just went, and I didn't realize that I was so freaked out about it. So, I mean, I get it, right?
Right, right.
So like that, but it's like, okay, well, what about to the person? How are you going to portray that to the audience? Well, screw it. All that's left to do is check it out, and let's see if Steve ever gets to choose another topic of the podcast again. I tease. So let's play a trailer for The End from 2017 and see how it goes.
Le forze dell'ordine ci hanno sequestrato le telecamere. Quello che ho visto è a dir poco assurdo. Tu qui dentro sei al sicuro. Se tu non puoi uscire, loro neanche possono entrare. Qui dentro non entra nessuno, neanche lo Spirito Santo, hai capito?
All right, we are back, and we're talking about elevator horror movie, which I had no idea was such. It's not the biggest subgenre, but it's bigger than, dude, I realized.
And I'm not gonna lie to you, when you said, "Dude, let's do elevator horror movie," horror movies, I'm like, "What?"
Yeah,
I'm like, okay. I could not fathom that there would be any movies about this. And I'm surprised I didn't know about.
Did you watch any more?
No, because I didn't. I mean, when we do a topic like Hong Kong, you know, black magic movies, it's like, well, let's get more of the thing. I think these are all just separate, you know, type of thing. So it's like, anyways, I don't know if I would call it a whole genre.
Okay. Maybe it could be.
Tell me.
Maybe it could be. I don't know.
I'm not right hardly ever.
Yeah. No.
Did you say yeah when I said I'm not right? Thanks, pal. I tease.
And today I am talking about The End.
The End.
2017 Italian IMDb gives it a 5.4. Released on August 27th, 2017. Director was Daniel Misicelli.
No. Steven, how many times do I have to say this? Daniel Misicicia.
Misicicia? No, that's not how you say it.
Bro, that's how you say it.
Okay.
At least my mood was how you say it. Okay.
And starring Alessandro Rocha. And he's got 45 acting credits, and he is Claudio. Yeah, and then Roberto Scotto
Pagliara.
Pagliara. He's got 2 acting credits. Then Benedetta Cimati with 12 acting credits, and Claudio Camilli with 34.
You're getting there. Camilli.
Yeah, I'm butchering these.
You're doing great, though.
Yeah. Okay, the day begins like any other normal day. Claudio is on his way to work, a businessman on the way to work, and in an office building. And then he's going up the elevator. Without warning, the elevator stops in between floors. Claudio is on the way. The only way of communicating is with the security guard on the intercom and his cell phone. In an instant, the world changes, and he finds himself in a zombie apocalypse.
Acopalypse.
Acocalypse.
That's how they say it in Italian.
Apocalypse. Man, I'm butchering this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the only way to find out what is happening is talking to those on the outside. Will Claudio get out of the elevator? Will he survive the horrors happening around him? Is this, in fact, the end? Watch the end and find out.
You know, I'm a little pissed off. I'm like, okay, so Steve, I'm like, okay, well, I want to do the next one. I want to do the plot for the next one, right? And after that, I was like, oh, crap. Well, I should have got Steve's because guess what? He lucked out because there ain't really a whole lot of plot to talk about in this one.
Claudio, now, okay, I'm going to start with this.
Okay.
I don't like anything about the guy.
Well, no, he's a dickhead. He's a real dickhead, yeah.
I mean, he's berating his driver on the way. He's a total douche to his driver, you know, and there's traffic, you know, and he's getting on his driver's shit. Mm-hmm. And then he gets there, and he's a dick to everybody in the office. And
he sexually assaults some woman on the elevator.
He's, you know, it's trying like to get in a bang his ex-girlfriend, you know, even though he's married.
Yeah, he's a real...
You know who he reminded me of?
Who?
Is Steve in Dawn of the Dead.
Okay, the remake?
Yeah, the remake.
So I can't remember that one, to be honest.
You know, Steve that has the boat?
I can't remember. I'll have to...
The captain doesn't, you know...
You're talking about the guy, Bar X guy, right?
Yes.
Is that him? Yes, that guy. Yeah, okay, I remember now.
Yeah. So... That's what he kind of reminds me of. You know,
that guy, we can't remember his name, but he owns Bar X here in Salt Lake City. It's the guy on Modern Family. Nobody knows his name. We just know him as the Bar X guy.
Right. And so he kind of reminds me of that. You know, but there's nothing. I don't give a shit if Claudio lives or not.
No, I mean, I don't want to get too far ahead of myself because it's like, I mean, you have it in this very small elevator place. Yeah. And I'll get into that a little later. I do want to talk about the director for a minute.
Okay.
Danielle Messicchia. She, I assume, has 45 directorial credits on IMDb, most of which were shorts or vignettes as part of an anthology, right? So 7 to 10 minute movies, right?
Oh, okay.
And it seems like, I mean, it seems like she likes video games, just as an aside. She did shorts about Tomb Raider, Silent Hill, Resident Evil.
Oh, nice.
She did do a movie from 2022, directed a movie called Evil Building, which, what does she, what does she have about buildings? But I feel like it's poignant that she did a lot of shorts because I feel like this maybe should have been a short.
It should have been a short.
I will say that when you mentioned when he's driving up with his driver and he gets in, the first 20 minutes of this were actually really good. I'm like, oh,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And the way that he started to realize that something's going on. It's not like all of a sudden, oh, shoot, there's a zombie apocalypse.
Right.
But you'd get a little hint here or a hint there, you know, and you'd be like, oh, actually, that's kind of cool how they did that, you know?
Yeah.
But then an hour of the movie is him in the thing by himself, and just so you know, he couldn't, the elevator was open enough so he could see outside, but nobody could get in. He couldn't get out, and it was stuck because of an electrical issue, and he needed to get the generator on the roof working, but that's when all hell breaks loose. But that's it. We got a guy who we all kind of think is a dickhead. He's in there, and we're like, you know, it'd be great if he fucking died.
The only thing that this guy didn't do that would have made him a bigger douche is like kick a dog on the way into the office building.
You know? I bet he would have, but there was no, I didn't see one dog. You know,
right, because he kicked them all. But, and I've got some little nitpicky, like he's shooting a shotgun inside of the elevator at these zombies that are trying to eat him. And
use your pole.
Well, no. But it doesn't do any damage to the doors of the elevator.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
It's like, you ever shot a shotgun?
Yes, it makes a giant hole everywhere.
Right, right. And it's like, really? Really? This is really, you know? And then when the police officer shows up, this random cop in this, you know, on the 10th, 9th, 10th floor, whatever there, you know, shows up. And then he gives him a gun. It's like, really, dude? You're out there. You know, this guy is safe. You know, now I'm
going to need that gun, bro. Yeah. I see what you're saying, yeah.
But I will say this. I like the idea of this movie.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. I think it's got a great premise for you're stuck and everything, or you know, and you know, you're panicking, you're trying to get out, you know,
powerless inside.
Know, right. But everything on the outside is like chaos. And so what you're stuck in is all of a sudden your safe haven. You know, it's the only thing that's like keeping you alive.
Right.
And he's trying to get out, and it's like, why are you trying to get out, bro?
Yeah,
you know, but whatever. But I don't know. I don't know.
I think that there could. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. I didn't mean to.
I just had a hard time. It didn't go anywhere.
And that's what I was about to bring up. It's like, you know what? Okay, so we've got this guy. He spends a lot of time in the elevator by himself, talking to his wife on the phone, and then being worried because he heard screams, and then they, you know, they cut away. Then the phone hung up, stuff like that.
Right.
But okay, so as I'm saying. I'm thinking, okay, well, we're going to get a redemption story out of this guy.
Yeah.
And the best we got was when the cop came down, the cop was trying to help him. He's bit, right? And so emotions are running high, and this guy's being sad, and he's like, hey, look at my wife. Isn't this wonderful? I'm about to die. Look at this. So it kind of cracked him a little bit, and all he had was a little deathbed repentance, right?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, I'm a piece of shit. Yeah, you are, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, sure, but it's like, I'm thinking, okay, so, but he started doing that. I'm like, that's not enough. I still hate this guy. Yeah, I mean, it's easy to look back on your life and want to change after that you are forced to.
Yeah.
You know, when there's no, when you're almost gone, right? There was no change of heart until you were going to die or until this situation.
Yeah.
Or else I thought that there was going to be a sweet twist at the end. Speaking of M. Night Shyamalan. And there wasn't really anything like that.
I was
hopeful because of the first, like I said, the first 20 minutes are pretty entertaining, you know?
Yeah.
And then it's like, I thought, okay, cool. Now, where's the payoff going to be? And I feel like the payoff never really came.
And never. I liked everybody else in the movie but him.
You know, and it's like, it's not like he was a bad actor. It's not like he was playing a character and he did it well because we all hate his guts. I'm kind of curious. I was curious to see, okay, why does this have a 5.4 on IMDb.
I have no idea.
Because I'm sitting there going, okay, well, that's a really good score for a movie like this, right?
Right.
And I started reading some of the reviews, and there was a couple of people who were like, well, I mean, maybe this is a little high, but I like one, what do they call them? One location movies.
Yeah, one location,
and it's,
right.
And
right.
It's like, okay, I mean, is that a genre that you like? Why do you like it? Is it because it forces the writer to be more imaginative? What is it? Because I mean, I like them too if they're good.
Right.
I like many location movies if they're good. I hate one. You know, it's a weird thing to say. I like. That's like. I don't know. It just seems like a weird. It's not a genre, I guess. It's not to me. It's not. It's just like. It's just something to say. Oh, I like it when I don't have to look at a bunch of different situations and I get to look at the same background the whole time. I don't know. I feel like that's a really weird thing to say. But screw me if you like that, because I just, to me, it doesn't make sense. It's like, I like one location. Okay, cool. I mean, there's a lot of good movies that happen in one location, not in a 6 foot by 9 foot, location.
Right.
But I mean, you have your Brooklyn 45 was pretty decent.
The platform,
10 Cloverfield Lane. Remember that was all in the bunker.
Oh yeah.
And I mean, maybe, you know, and I get that one location. Okay. That's great. But why does it specifically have to be a one location? Maybe it's just a great movie that happens to, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Up mine. It's just weird. Like, are people online that will ask, I'm looking for, let's say, a very specific type of movie. Like, I'm like, what the shit? Like, it has to be that specific. Why? Like, what, would you have a thing for Italian movies that take place between the summer of 1968 and the winter of 1979 that only have two females and one eyeball squish? I'm like, what? That's very specific.
It sounds like porn.
Yeah, well, it's like, that's hot, right? You know, they got bushes flying in that. Anyways, I just thought it was funny, but I mean, a lot of people were like, I mean, some of the people who liked it were like, it was good. It was good. I'm giving it a 10 to offset all the, and I like when people like insult other people in interviews. All the idiots who don't understand. It's like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Oh.
They don't understand the limitations. And it's like, no, I mean, we understand it. I mean, this is a low budget film. I mean, we get it. But guess what? It was also stunk.
Yeah.
You know? And sorry, I mean, I'm not trying to sit here and give it. I mean, I sometimes knowing about the film makes me like it more, but don't tell me that because that I don't like a film is because I'm an idiot.
Right.
You know?
Right. What did you think of the zombies? The zombies
were fine.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, they were right. Walking Dead. It was
right.
It was
right.
No KMB right. Effects, but
I, you know, the change in, you know, people change the zombie. I mean, but we all knew the cop was going to change to a zombie, yeah. You know, and it's yeah. Like, oh, then, you know, it, I don't know. I mean, of course they had to have that, but, and then he uses him. You know,
I'd like to get into the director's head or the writer's head and say, what were you thinking by having the main person be such a dickhead? I mean, it's like,
what's the point?
Yeah, I mean, why? I mean, maybe we'd be more invested if it was like, if there was like a woman who ran 14 charities for homeless children. And it's like, we need to get, you know, blah. But no, it's just some dickhead who all he cares about is money and his lust and all this stuff.
Right.
So,
you know, one minute he's trying to bang his girlfriend in the elevator. And the next minute he's crying to his wife, you know. And it's so like,
get out of here. You don't get to do that. You don't get redemption
here. Right.
But anyway, if you can watch us on Tubi.
I know IMDb gave it a 5.4. I would think I'd give it maybe a 3.5.
I would give it the threes, definitely. Yeah. I mean, like I said, it looked decent. I mean, I'm not like a, I don't know all the craft of filmmaking exactly, right?
But
you look at this, you can tell when something looks high quality versus when you see like the microphone boom mic coming down, something like that. No, it was well put together and it looked fine.
I'll even give that a pass. If everything else totally rocks, you know what
There's
I mean?
A movie you called know? The Suckling. You can see that. And it's like, I love this movie, bro. And it's great.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's all right. It's
That's all I
got. There are other elevator movies that I like better than this one, but it was all right.
I feel like out of all of the movies under my belt,
So
this is my least favorite.
So is it an elevator movie or is it a zombie apocalypse movie?
Bro, I don't know. According to you, if it takes place in or around an elevator,
it's an elevator. Yeah.
So up mine. All right, let's go ahead and play a trailer for The Lift, and we'll be right back to talk about that.
Deep inside this vertical city, a machine has come to life. A machine with a terrible secret. Modern technology gave birth to the lift. But the lift has made itself smarter, stronger, and deadlier. And now, the man responsible for making it safe is trying to make it stop killing. Take the stairs. Take the stairs. For God's sake, take the stairs.
All right, everybody, you just heard the trailer for The Lift from 1983. IMDb gives this a 6.1. So it's weird because it's like you'll get a movie like this, it'll have a 6.1. You can get a movie with all the same things, and I think it's just a crapshoot, because 6.1 seems high, but to me it's a 6.1. But like, I've seen movies that are kind of old and cheesy like this that have a lower score.
Right.
I'll take it.
Why did this one get a 6.1, right?
I think we're about to find out. Yeah. No, I don't know. but I'll tell you why I like this movie. Spoiler. It was written and directed by a guy named Dick Moss. And first of all, Dick Moss, are you serious? That is an A number one name. But we also love him. He's got to be my absolute favorite Dutch director of all time after Paul Verhoeven.
Okay.
He did Basic Instinct, RoboCop, Starship Troopers, Total Recall, Showgirls, Hollow Man, The Hitchhiker. This guy, okay, he's my number one. We got your honorable mentions with Tom Six, The Human Centipede. I just don't know a lot of Dutch directors, so these people are just the ones I could find.
You see, when you wrote back, you know, that you wanted to do The Lift because of Dick Moss, I'm like, you want to do it because of Dick Mouse?
I'd be like, Dick Mouse. Is it Dick Mouse? No, it's funny because if you say Dick Moss, you know its name. But if you're like, yo, check out that Dick Moss. You know, it's like, it's a whole, it all depends on your inflection of your voice, how you say his name, how much you're going to like him, I feel like.
Right.
Anywho, you should go to Dick Moss's IMDb page and look at his demo reel. It is amazing. It's all his wildest movies that he's done, and boat stunts from Amsterdam, it's great. But he did do, like I said, he directed Amsterdam from 1988. If you haven't seen it, it's a slasher that takes place in Amsterdam. A lot of boat tricks, stuff like that.
Okay.
It's kind of cool. You see it, it's good. If not, do it. Sint from 2010. I talk about this every Christmas season. It's about St. Nicholas coming on December 5th, and it's kind of, it makes the Netherlands seem bizarre. Like, how these kids are giving dildos to each other in high school for presents. It's like, what the shit?
I know some Dutch. They're bizarre.
Yeah, well,
I love them. I love their bizarreness.
Well, what about King Diamond? He's wild.
A bit bizarre. What? Somebody let us know why the Dutch are so bizarre.
I'll tell you, but there's two things. There's two kinds of people I do not like. People who are intolerant of other people's.
And the Dutch.
And the Dutch, yeah. Anyway. Anyway, the funny thing is this movie stars Huub Stapel as a Felix Adelaar. Now, this guy, he is a Dick Moss favorite. He was in this movie. He was in Amsterdam. He played St. Nicholas in Sint. And he was in, and Dick Moss has done some, like, I don't know if they're like sex comedies, but they look like sex comedy. And just by the trailers, because I haven't seen them, I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to see that movie. It looks amazing. But he's in some of those as well. But this movie also starts Willeke van Amerooy as Mieke de Beer, and Josine van Dalsum as Sakia Adelaar. I wonder how close that is, by the way, to their real names.
That's about as close as my Italian pronunciation.
Bro, you just got to get into it. You got to give 100% and just be like, do it. And if you sound like an idiot,
right.
you set my give football, it, my give football us your coach, best, if you're going to make a mistake, you better make that mistake 100%.
What's your best Dutch accent?
It's like, what is a Dutch accent?
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Anyway, so here's a plot. This is also very short, too. So this works out for both of us. I'm not, after I did the notes on the first movie, I'm like, and I did this. I'm like, actually, I'm not super jealous because this one's not much better. But Felix is an elevator repairman. He has a wife and kid, and he lives the nice life that an elevator repairman can afford. You know, it has its ups and downs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nice. Nice.
Uh-huh. I'll wait for the applause to die down, you guys. I'll wait for it to die down.
All right. I was hoping we'd get one of those in there. Okay, nice.
I even wrote that down.
That's awesome.
Pause for laughter. I didn't write that down. But he's called in to look at an elevator that has been malfunctioning after a lightning storm, and four horny dinner guests in the building were stuck and almost suffocated. Bro, I don't know about you, but I have never been so horny.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
I ate dinner, started going down the elevator, and couldn't keep it in my pants till I got to the bottom.
Yeah, right.
It was like, they're taking a trip from the 10th floor to the bottom floor, right?
Yeah.
And like, chick's got her tits out, getting groped, while the other people are like, what the shit? We're stuck. And then it's like, they're like, oh, I don't care. And then they almost suffocate and die.
Yeah. Oh, they're all sweating.
And you're like, what kind of shit is this
at
movie?
At first, I'm like, all right. I thought this was horror, but okay. All right. Yeah, we'll going with this.
But it's like, I remember, because I had not seen this before, which is weird because I like Dick Moss. See? I should have said Dick Moss. I should, because I said Dick Moss. You think I like algae type things growing on your wiener. Okay.
Like Mount's dick.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. It's like Dick. No, Dick. Because I like Dick Moss. Okay. Not Dick Moss. Okay. As long as that's clear. Anyway, so, basically the rest of this movie is this elevator has gone haywire, right? And it seems to hate specific people. Like, for instance, this blind guy who goes in.
Oh, dude.
And it's like, what the why are you going to mess with the blind guy? He's already has the carts are stacked against him already.
Yeah.
He's the empty shaft. We got a building watchman that's decapitated. Dude's just trying to go to work. You know, and it's like that we have another guy burned alive, but it's a mystery as to what's going on, right?
Yeah.
A journalist finds out about the deaths and begins to investigate it herself. Her name is Mikey. She and Felix team up to figure it out, and it's kind of a buddy investigation from that point. And it's like, oh, you know, I mean, we'll end up figuring out what's going on you got the diagnostics and stuff like that, but we actually figure out what's going on a little bit later. And, it's just some of the wildest elevator deaths, you know. I wish they had more. I do wish they had more.
Yeah,
but anyways, has some malevolent force taken over the elevator? Will Felix and Mikey figure out what's going on before another death happens? Have you ever got so wasted at dinner you just started pulling out your titties in an elevator on the way down trying to get some? Well, all this and more in The Lift from 1983. There we go. This is the kind of movie that makes me like love Tubi. It's like, you know, okay, because you could just be going on Tubi and be like, what the shit is this movie? All of a sudden, 10 minutes in, what the hell are those people doing? What? That's Tubi for you. Anyway, what'd you think?
Dude, I like this movie a lot.
I do too, man. It's like,
and I can't tell you why. You know, well, I can, but it's just like, first of all, it's the first movie I've ever seen where an elevator technician. Is and there's nothing against Dutch elevator technicians, but I guess they sideline as investigators with reporters,
right?
And interviewing scientists about organic, you know, microchips.
Because you know when a scientist sees these two people come in, what are your credentials? I'll get them out of here. One writes for a what do you call this? Tabloid, and the other is a repairman.
Yeah. I have to say that when that guy gets his, of course, you got to have a guy get his head stuck in the elevator.
Yes,
beautiful. That was dude. Chef's it was kiss. It was, and it wasn't.
And
like,
it didn't look real at all, but it was amazing.
I think all the other like heads being taken off of decapitation by elevator. The elevator's going really fast.
Yeah, yeah.
This one is going slow. It's like
this elevator is truly being. It like wants to rip it off. He wants to hear the sinews falling, like right. Ripping.
And it was like slicing off a piece of butter or something.
And it's not melted butter. It's like
like right out of, like butter right out of the fridge. You know,
like, what the shit, elevator? You're mean as hell.
I didn't get this movie, but I liked it.
Here's why I liked it. First of all,
yeah,
it the atmosphere and the look and feel of it,
yes,
was very 80s. Reminiscent of movies, the kind of movie that I do love. The logic, like the logic of the movie, like you were saying, is also wild. This guy's there's a part where Hube Stoppel, who by the way I love as an actor, well he's in there. He's like, oh, my wife probably thinks that I'm cheating on her with me and you hanging out all the time.
Right.
His wife catches him. He's like, oh, that's crazy. You would think that. It's like, bitch, you knew that she would think that. What are you doing?
Right.
But so a lot of weird, like, logical choices, stuff like that. But the thing is this, like I said, this is the only elevated horror we could take. This is one of those ones that could have been a. By the way, the selfish of man's quest for technology and money, you know,
sure.
You know, you could look that, but you don't.
This is a fear of technology movie for sure.
And it's just kind of like, you know, and it's the, I don't know, it's great. It's great. I wish there was a few more deaths. This is a very, very low budget movie.
Yeah.
So I am thankful for the ones we got. I do miss that. There's a little girl going into an elevator.
Oh, dude.
On the front cover. And I'm like, ooh, I would love to see her get destroyed. You know? Sorry, I don't know where that came at me. That came from deep.
It's that Dick Moss.
It's that Dick Moss. See, if you said it like that, it'd be like, yeah, it's Moss. Really itchy.
It's the Dick Moss. I got a bad case of the Dick Moss.
You know what? If loving these movies is a bad case of the Dick Moss, consider me, what do you call it, mossed?
That's mossy.
Weird. Yeah, mossy. Consider me mossy. This won't change your life, but it's a great movie. It was light. It was fun. Thinking of a way the first kill in the movie after the suffocation was the blind guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh shit, it's on. Nobody's respected here. So I'm like, this is cool. Pumped. Oh, as he goes down.
And as far as like elevator hoarder, different approach.
Yeah.
Then we're stuck in an elevator.
Yeah, so you're right. These are two very different movies.
I thought that's where it was going in the beginning with the horny dinner guests, you know,
like
dinner goers.
Come on.
Right? I'm like, oh, so this is it. They're going to be stuck in this elevator. I'm like,
can you imagine if those dudes, those greasy, like older dudes, were stuck? We had to watch them.
Their
chicks would be fine, right? But those, we got to watch that for now. Oh my gosh, that's sweaty and gross.
I'm so glad it didn't stick with that.
No pun intended.
Yeah. But this is the best. It gives you really great 80s, you know, B horror 80s, you know. It's cheesy. There are shoulder pads. There's Aquanet. There is, you know, at some point in time in the movie, you're like, what the fuck are they doing? Like,
this isn't a studio movie, so it's not like Dick Moss had to go and say, I got a great idea.
Right.
A killer elevator, and we're going to make that an hour and a half long.
Right.
So, you know, he's like, fuck that, we're doing it.
Yeah.
It's already done, basically. So,
The continuity at times is kind of like
rough.
You know, the family, I don't know. I guess, man. It went someplace that I did not expect whatsoever.
Well, and every time it did that, you're just like, what?
Yeah.
In the ending too is probably my favorite kill, it's like,
it gets you one last kill,
and you're just like, thank you, I'm out.
Yeah, that's right.
Mic drop out.
It was definitely, this is classic.
It's a fun one.
It's classic.
Just like Sint, it won't change your life,
but
you're going to laugh, and you're going to be like, what the shit, this CG and this sucks, but the movie is excellent.
Yeah.
So I got a couple of nugs on this and I thought were funny. But, okay, so Dick Moss actually composed the entire score on two borrowed synthesizers.
Okay.
They were going to get a whole band to do it, but he's like, no, screw it. He did it in a day. Okay.
And keep the budget down.
So it's like, he's like, yeah, let's just, you know, let's put more into heads being, you know, dropped off and stuff like that. But it's funny because he sold the rights to the movie to somebody else, but he actually owned the soundtrack. So he's made more money off selling the soundtrack than he did off that movie.
Oh my God.
To this point, which is wild.
That's awesome.
The actors in this performed all their own stunts.
I believe
it.
Talk
about cheap, and it's like, okay. I mean, it's not like Jackie Chan's running around.
Yeah.
They're not those kind of stunts, but it was badass. And I just knowing that, I'm like, you know, I just said last time, well, you don't understand what it's like. Well, knowing that they did their own stunts was pretty cool. Like, I wonder what happened to that old guy walking down. I wonder how they did it. It's cool. It's awesome. Yeah. Anyway.
I recommend it. If you're a fan of, once again, 80s cheap, you know, B-horror, it's up there. It's. Yeah, I'd probably watch this again.
I will. I'll definitely watch it again.
Yeah, nice. But
that's kind of all we got for this show. I mean, you got anything else? That was quick.
Yeah,
like you just barely came over, and then
done. I don't know.
Maybe it's because of all the, we've exhausted all there is to talk about elevator horror, the deep and dark subject of elevator horror.
We could redo the show all over again, and it would make it seem, it would be a lot longer. You know, we could...
Well, no, because I don't want this show to seem like that first movie.
That's right. Oh my God.
So let's just cut it off here. You guys have any feedback for us? 385-351-9273. You can email us at mike@cadaverlab.com. I haven't given the email address out in a long time.
Or the bone number.
Or the bone phone, 385-351-9273. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
There you go. Call us in with some feedback. Steve asked a question about a movie. Nobody called in because Steve didn't remind what Steve has to understand is he has to put it on Facebook and on that, because the thing is nobody like I feel like they're working during the, I see you're listening, folks. I see it. I wish it told me who was listening so I could be like, you motherfucker, why don't you call? I know you listen.
You would
to
reach out to each individual listener.
And I'd be like, bro, call in. But it's a good thing I can't hunt you down. Anyway, I guess
or be stuck on an elevator with you.
Oh my gosh. Oh yeah, wait for that. I'll make you suffer worse than those zombies. Anyway, all right, so I guess that's all we got. So for the Corpse Cast, we'll catch you guys later.
Bye.